going to call to order the Kootenai Fire District Prudential Committee meeting, May 13th, 2019. Amy Cates is recording. Could I have a roll call, please?
Ray Perone, Treasurer.
Lisa Mycock Kelly, Prudential.
Fran Parks, Prudential.
Charlie Higa, Clerk.
Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Ray.
Couple of items. One, passed out a summary comparison of the April expenditure results for fiscal 19 and fiscal 18. And just running through those with the brief comments, salaries for the Prudential Committee will be over budget because of the added hours. It's going to be about $12,000 over budget. Expenses, there may be a slight excess over budget due to audit and insurance, workman's comp. Insurance will finish on budget, and debt service will finish on budget. And in fact, the debt service is finished already. In the fire department, the salaries are operating below budget. Expenses are operating also below budget, but we anticipate those to close close to budget by the end of the year. In the water department, salaries are on budget, and I anticipate them finishing on budget. Expenses are below budget currently, but I would anticipate that they will finish close to budget. In the Freedom Hall public facilities, salaries are slightly in excess, and I think it's a timing issue because it's as we had budgeted, maybe $50 or $100 or something like that. The expenses are operating below budget, and I anticipate them finishing below budget. Streetlights are operating below budget and would anticipate that by the end of the fiscal year. Transfers to stabilization is being done in May. The OPED trust has been completed. Encumbrances, the only one we're waiting for is water department. They still have a bill outstanding, which they have until the end of the year to submit. Library has money has been transferred. Nothing has been used of the reserve fund. There are projects in the general fund and also in the capital fund. The ones in the general fund are for the water department, the pump well repairs, and that's being held for a contingency. The cost of service, I anticipate closing out on budget at the end of the year. The rehab for the 263 fire engine, quotes are being obtained right now. It will probably come in at or below the $50,000, but that expenditure may not occur until 20, which of course is fine since it's an article. Freedom Hall flooring, we may move that to the capital because it's debt funded, probably belongs in capital, and we know that that's going to happen in August, September, according to the
September, October.
And then the basement ceiling, that were, I think you're getting quotes on that.
Well, for next year, yeah.
Next year. Second page, running through the capital projects. We have the fire station roof, which is going to bid this year, but the expenditure will probably run into next year. The fire department pickup closed out at 56. We'll be closing that out, and I'll take a moment at this point. We'll close that out next year, along with the other projects that I mentioned that we're going to close out. We want to close them out in the year that we're going to use them so we don't get any confusion about what year they get used in.
Okay.
And so those two, Lovell and Main Street, will close out next year and use that to pay down the debt that we're rolling over in December. Air packs, the chief plans to combine that with the appropriation that's being voted on at the annual district meeting. He'll be placing that order as soon as that gets passed, probably arriving in July. The septic is closed out, and we'll close that out at the end of this year. Repaving the parking lot, that's still open. We still we still have some work to do at the end and on the ramp, and so we're going to take care of that all at this time. Water department pickup is again, it looks like we've closed that out at 7,000, probably 6,000 below what we had anticipated. We'll close that out again next year, use those funds to pay down that debt. USAID grant, that is part of the encumbrances. I anticipate that coming in, and we'll wrap that up this year. Water department security and the chemical upgrades, I'm waiting for a status report from the water department on where they are. I'm hoping we can close out the chemicals this year, but I'll have to wait to see what they're going to do. The space review, we know that's going to be ongoing, and we're going to close out the demo to that space review and use it for the single standalone building search. And then again, these are the three other ones that came up. The Lovell's Pond, which again will close out in fiscal 20 and use it to pay down debt. Main Street, close it in 20 to pay down debt. And then the new tank and related will hold and close that down next year or whenever we're ready for that single building. And then following that are the standard expenditure reports. Any questions on that?
I just had a question about the liens for the water department. They seem to be significantly lower.
Mm-hmm.
What were the total amount of liens that went to the tax department? Do you know?
No, I don't.
Okay.
They go in August. I don't have that number from last August. I'll get it.
Less of them, or the dollar amount's lower?
Well, we've collected less so far this year, okay, at this point this year than we did last year, so I don't know if it's because of the total, you know.
I think last year was a big year.
It was $36,000 or $35,000.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And they're well behind that this year.
Yeah. Yeah, so. That was the only question I had.
I'll get back to you on that.
Okay. Any questions?
And then I've included the latest budget, mm-hmm, for your review. It's tied to the warrant in all the numbers. One thing, it appears that based on the numbers that we have now and just using a level valuation, the tax increase would be about $16 in the average home. And I'll try to illustrate that with a couple of graphs at the meeting next Tuesday.
So that's a still like 1.2%. Was it, you told me 1.2% was?
1.18.
1.18.
The only third thing that I had was just Information we received a couple days ago from our tax payroll, our payroll service, the announcement about how the state was going to fund the Family Leave Act. And they're going to impose a payroll tax of about 0.6%, partially paid by the employer, 50% paid by the employer, 50% paid by the employees. You can apply for an exemption if you have a policy as least as generous as the state law. I believe that we will qualify for that. We haven't said the words precisely, but I think the pieces, when you pull them together, say that we have that policy. The only one that we wouldn't be, we covered right now, would be the two and the three in the district.
I wasn't aware that people got paid when they were on family medical leave. They could either use their sick time or vacation time.
I think that's all part of the equation, but there is a payment.
So who are we paying this to?
Paying it to the individual, I believe.
Above and beyond, they're using sick time or vacation time.
Yes. All I have is the announcement right now. I think we qualify as having a program that's is the same as the state program, but we have to line that up, and I have not done that. And that's really
because the options are you either use sick time, vacation time, or you right. can take you're unpaid for family medical leave. This right. would appear to be a change in the law someplace.
Yep. I agree. I don't know. It's just.
Could you send me that?
Yeah.
Copy of that notice.
I will send you that. It does. I mean, it's not a legal document. It's just, but they refer you to the law in that. And calculating it, if we don't qualify, it's about a $6,700 bill for us. Well, no,
it says starting 2021.
Right.
Then you will pay.
But it does say beginning July 1st, 2019.
We start paying the tax.
Right. The deduction starts.
Right. But the payment to individuals wouldn't start in 2021.
But we want to get the exemption in place so we're not paying twice, basically.
Yeah.
So I'll check with Mark, because I think we have all the pieces in the union contract, the water department handbook, which kind of scatters it in a number of places. So I think it's a matter of bringing it together, and hopefully the Prudential Committee will be able to say that the policy in the water department is reflective of the district policy to cover basically Lisa and Lee.
Right. Okay.
That's all I had.
Okay. So. I'll have copies of the finalized warrant that was published in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll set up the scripts and who's going to read one what just before we go to the meeting. So that'll be all set.
I'll circulate that script to you.
So, as you know, Mr. Serratani, who lived directly behind us, was paying for the landscaping here at the hall, for the lawn to be mowed, the spring and fall cleanups, and for fertilization. And so he asked that, the gentleman that had been doing it, Eric Cash, had been doing it for 17 years. And So he asked me to, you know, ask Eric if he wanted to continue, which I did. Unfortunately, he doesn't have any insurance. So I went and contacted Catuit Landscaping, who didn't respond, at Andrew Scudder, who didn't respond, Tim Acton, who's a landscaper in Centerville, only gave me a partial quote, and that was $75 per week to mow the lawn. So, and I also got in touch with Maffey, who does our snow plowing. They're going to charge us $37 a week to mow the lawn, and they're going to leave the clippings on the lawn, which is good for the lawn. So this is a, you have copies of their proposal. So spring cleanup would be $296. It's $37 a week to cut the lawn. Just to do a fertilization once in the spring would be $58. And the fall cleanup would be $324. This does not include the mulching, which I've been doing, and I'll continue to do that. It doesn't take a lot of time, and it's fairly easy. So that's a total of $1,751 per year for that. And this would be a three-year contract. Two-year contract.
It says three. And did you clarify with them that you want the clippings to remain? Because it says they shall be removed.
No, I thought he was just going to blow them. I'll let him know they should remain. That's better for the lawn. So. Gotta have somebody do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing
yeah.
it. Accept a motion to accept the Maffey proposal for $1,751 per year to do the lawn maintenance at Freedom Hall.
So moved. Or I make a motion to accept the proposal of May 7th, 2019 from Maffey to provide landscaping services to Freedom Hall to total $1,751.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So moved.
You can hear me.
Anything else to address tonight?
No.
Is Jerry gonna show up at 6 o'clock? What time does he want the hall open?
Probably 6 or 6:30.
Okay.
He didn't give me a time.
Okay. Could you ask him and let
sure.
me know? So I'll be here to make sure he can get in. He does the sound for the meeting. And it wasn't on the agenda, but is there any public comment?
Overfunding of the what?
Yeah, you said that we were going to be over by 12,000
for the Prudential Committee payroll.
I'm sorry. I propose allocating a portion of the reserve fund to take care of that.
Yeah, we'll do a transfer. Yeah. I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
So